All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio, chaosradioaustin.org, lrn.fm, antiwar.com/radio. And our first guest on the show today is Karen Tostado. And, oh no, now I got to click the right link. Where'd it go? Aha. From the Agriculture Defense Coalition, protecting your right to know. AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org. Welcome to the show, Karen. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine, Scott, although I think there's a bit of a miscommunication. I am actually from UnitedWeStrike.com, which is about withdrawing support from governments gone wild. And it's a global movement, and we're definitely anti-war. I don't even know how many billions of dollars we spend a week on war. But we, through the contact that I've made, I encountered Rosalind Peterson. AgricultureDefenseCoalition.org is her site. But the topic that she shared with me is one that I think all of us need to know about.
Okay, now hold it right there for a second. UnitedWeStrike.com or .org?
.com. UnitedWeStrike.com. And basically that is about Gandhi's method with a twist. We know that when people really start to find out just exactly what's going on behind the scenes and how they've been lied to, manipulated, stolen from, raped, how their children are used as pawns in foreign policy, as Henry Kissinger told us, in terms of war, and the depleted uranium and all the atrocities of war, we know that people are going to get angry and they need to have something to do. And our method is the 15th of every month. It's a corporate economic boycott, but it's spread globally, Scott, with the idea of uniting millions and millions of us all around the world who simply, peacefully withdraw support completely from governments gone wild. So instead of becoming targets, like Gandhi wanted people to march, he wanted them to get out and picket. We don't advocate any of that. What we advocate is getting yourself prepared in your home and starting to realize that the longer you give away your power, the longer you'll be subservient to governments gone wild, but we can take it back collectively all over the world and say no more, no more war, no more war games destroying our planet, and stay home. Imagine what they would do if they had empty streets, empty banks, empty schools. No one showed up to work and you had emergency personnel in the hospitals. That's the goal. So we're giving people a way to express their disapproval, express their anger. And one of the biggest reasons to do this is because the dominant psychopathic, well, the dominant inbred psychopaths, the dips, are running our world through military madness and they're destroying our planet. These Navy war games. We have until the 30th of this month to have a public comment time. And the Navy war games are going to be testing off the coast, off the West Coast, off of California, Oregon, Washington. They are going as far out as the Hawaiian Islands. They plan on going into the Gulf of Mexico, into the East Coast, where actually they already are doing some testing. It's a five-year plan. And they plan on threatening more than 11.7 million marine mammals, fish, birds, natural marine sanctuaries, marine reserves, biologically sensitive marine habitats, and human health are not protected by NOAA or any other government agency. Now, Scott, I happen to be from Catalina. I don't live there now, but Catalina Island will always be my home. When the missile was fired off of the island, off of the west end, about 2 weeks ago, it definitely got my attention. And looking into this and hearing at first the, oh, well, we don't know what it was, you know, and you would be better to tell me how much we spend a week in war. Do you know that amount now, how many billions of dollars that is?
Per week, no, I don't. But I know it's about $1 trillion a year if you count, you know, the entire national security state and the Department of Energy and the nuclear weapons and all those things together. In fact, Mother Jones and the Independent Institute, the first lefties, the second libertarians there, both came up with the same number independently. And in fact, there was just something, I interviewed somebody, I think, about this just a few months ago, who they had also come up with $1 trillion defense budget themselves. So that includes the wars and includes the maintenance of the nuclear weapons. And that's trillion with a T. That's more digits, really, or you know, more than we can really, or than I can really imagine. I mean, I know it's a lot, but, you know, a dollar a second for 35,000 years or whatever, that's how much money that is.
there's a website, I think, costawar.com, and I can't even pronounce it anymore. I mean, to them, what's a zero? And to them also, what's a zero in terms of gaining control? And
right, it's time to start just talking in exponents here. That's how big it is.
It's ridiculous. Henry Kissinger said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy.
Yep.
And that's all we are to him. We're just numbers. And they have now, through what I've learned lately, Scott, I am just really, really angry, and I am proactive because they're destroying our planet, folks. They are destroying our planet through solar radiation management, through persistent jet contrails. I don't know, Scott, if you've seen that film yet, the documentary, What in the World Are They Spraying?
Yeah, no, I don't know about all that.
Well, actually, aluminum, barium, strontium are showing up in places where they should not be. They're showing up on the snow on Mount Shasta, high levels of aluminum, which make the snow toxic to eat. The government wants to own the weather, and it does not care how it gets there. So, folks, if you step back, if you really think about it, when we're born and we're raised into a theology, a philosophy, and a political agenda, and we're trained specifically to not question that and to believe that our patriotism depends on defending our government, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah. Well, it's clear that, especially from an environmentalist point of view, people always want to turn to the state to protect us from pollution. But, of course, the national government, they're the biggest polluters in the whole world, in the history of the whole world, and the worst threat to wildlife. And, you know, in the couple minutes we got left here, I was wondering if you could tell us some more about the activism involved in trying to stop these war games. I think there's some kind of window for public comment through the end of this month or something, right? And can you tell us more about this war game, or these series of war games going on up there in the Northwest, and what people can do about it?
Right. What we need to do is take immediate action. Everyone needs to call their representatives, and they need to demand a halt to this and congressional hearings, because these bombs and the mining, they're going to mine underwater mines, underwater bombs. They don't care about breeding grounds. They don't care about natural habitat. They don't care about ecosystems. They care about firing 5,000 Hellfire missiles a year at a cost of $60,000, which is also what we pay a week to fly Pelosi around. Folks, it's absolutely out of control. A toll-free number to the House switchboard is this. So grab your pencil. I'll repeat it a few times. When you dial a number, all you have to do is give them your zip code. They'll connect you with your misrepresentatives. 866-220-0044. 866-220-0044. Roslyn Scott, who would make an excellent guest, who's much more knowledgeable on this subject than I am, is found at agriculturedefensecoalition.org. She's also found at californiaskywatch.com. That's californiaskywatch.com. And when folks get totally fed up with it, I hope they go to unitedwestrike.com, because every day that we continue about our lives as usual is another day that we're closer to the edge of the brink that they're shoving us off. And if you want to take your power back and you want to stand together, you have to recognize the people all over the world that threaten these oceans. These oceans are part of our livelihood, part of our heritage, and part of our children's heritage. And if we don't stand up to protect our Mother Earth, if we don't protect our oceans, what will we leave them? It's time to back away from the corruption of government gone wild and start thinking for ourselves. We have until the 30th.
All right, everybody. So you heard, if you've ever been to the Pacific Northwest, you might want the Navy to not blow it up. You know, I don't know. Maybe even if you can only imagine it or saw it on TV. Okay, well, thanks very much for your time, Karen. I really appreciate it, and I really hope that people will get involved in this. Little things can make the difference sometimes.
Our futures depend on it.
All right, everybody, that's Karen. Thanks again for your time. That's Karen Tostado from UnitedWeStrike.com.